The next question is Mary Moore. The last name is Moore. Clinical case of an 89-year-old patient of Dr. Gelder, G-E-L-D like in Delta, A-R-T like in Tango, who is following this clinic because of CKD stage 3B. Interestingly, the patient has remained in very stable condition with a serum creatinine 1.6, a BUN of 26, and estimated GFR that is 29. Has been oscillated between 29 and 33 mLs per minute. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 27, and the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is pretty close to 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Has not deteriorated. At this point, we are going to continue the observation in this particular case. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus. There is no evidence in the urinalysis of glycosuria. The patient has 4+ bacteria, white blood cells 37, red blood cells 2. At this point, we are going to continue the observation. I don't consider that this patient is a candidate for non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor or SGLT2 inhibitor. This patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 5.6. She has a log in which the blood sugar is always below 130. Following number, the patient comes complaining of infraclavicular pain that upon examination is a muscle spasm, and for that reason we are going to give a cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams POVID. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, the serum cholesterol is 172, the LDL 85, and the HDL is 67. Following number, essential hypertension, the blood pressure log shows that the blood pressure is pretty much controlled. The numbers obtained is the highest is 144 for this. Systolic blood pressure and the diastolic is most of the time between 60 and 70. Today, the blood pressure reading in the office is elevated, but it's because of the pain and the fact that she's walking more than the patient usually walks. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that, as mentioned before, is under control. Following number, osteoporosis that is treated with the administration of Prolia. And the patient has osteoarthritis. This patient remains in a stable condition. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 5 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the lab in the face-to-face, 19 minutes in the documentation, 9 minutes.